CPR 24 for the week ending January 21st, 2011.
Oh my God, they're not breathing! Does anyone know CPR?
Background Pirate Radio.
Born from the ashes of FM radio, Campground Pirate Radio is on the air. off this set from a band called A Fight You Can't Win. This is Send.
Radio.
Surf field going here. This is Knuckle Dragger and Baron Von Surf Helmet. We'll be right back.
Eliminator title.
Everyone, after a brief respite, CPR is back in the saddle. You know, in case anyone's been wondering why there hasn't been a new CPR last week, well, you know, I decided since I'm a longtime resident of Tucson, I'm going to hold off, you know, on that week's show out of respect for the folks involved in the Gabby Gifford shooting. See, what people don't seem to understand a lot of times is that both me and Miss Stephanie, you know, we're from Tucson. We love this town. I've been here since the early 70s. I think Steph was born here. We watched it grow. We got a lot of family here. See, let me tell you a little bit about Tucson. We're landlocked. You know, we got nothing but desert and stuff around us. We don't have like a whole bunch of cities. This isn't a big metropolitan area. You know, we've got like Marana to the north and Suarita to the right. You know, towns of about, you know, 17 people. So, you know, we don't relate to the big cities, you know, but we're not the sticks. We got about 700,000 people who live here and about 1 million people live in Pima County alone. Yet we still hold the kind of small town mentality. You know, it's scary how everyone seems to know each other in this town. So we all took it personal when the shootings happened last Saturday, or actually, well, it was about almost 2 weeks ago now. The local news, hell, they're still breaking in regular TV to give the latest updates on Gabby and those remaining, you know, in the hospital. And, you know, it's weird when you're not part of a community and an event like this happens, something like, you know, Columbine or Virginia Tech or Oklahoma City even, you know, it's easy to become numb to what happens and lose interest after a few days. But, you know, when you live in that city, it affects you and those around you. And that's all you talk about. I mean, it's very bizarre. It's like you've lost a, you know, a family member or something. A lot of people out there probably won't understand this, and that's okay. That's cool. Got no problem with that. What seemed to annoy us the most, though, is when you're listening to the media start talking about Tucson. And, you know, working for the media as long as I have, trust me, we do one thing and we do one thing really well. We get it wrong all the time. I mean, it's just, it'll blow your mind. If you're ever involved in a news story and you hear it on the news, you're going to sit there and shake your head saying, who in the hell was he talking to? I think the biggest personal hassle I put up with was, I mean, it wasn't more than, I don't know, an hour after the shootings were announced and the TV's going nuts and everything's going crazy. And I'm on, you know, online over here putting in updates as soon as I hear them. I automatically start seeing people saying, well, we better start looking at the gun laws here in this, you know, in this country. What the hell's that got to do with anything around here? You had some nut job. I mean, this guy is just stone cold freaking crazy, period. Some nut job with a gun cut loose and killed a bunch of people and hurt a whole bunch of others. That's it. End of story. But automatically we have these idiots on the left start pointing fingers saying, oh, see, look what happens. Everything, all this world of hate and everything you guys are talking about that caused this problem. And then you have the oversensitive people on the right screaming, die, scum, die, liberal filth. Come on, people. You cannot legislate crazy. You can do everything you possibly can to make a situation safe, but there's no way you can regulate crazy. That's it, in a nutshell. There's going to be nut jobs out there who are going to do what they do. I mean, hell, they could have read Superman comic books. That set them off. Who knows? You can't regulate against crazy. The other burr that got under my ass was last Wednesday, the president comes to town. Okay, now, folks, you have to understand. We don't have mass shootings in Tucson. We don't have every major news station in the world in Tucson. And we sure as hell don't have the president stopping off in Tucson. So this was a big deal. He came down here. We had a tribute. It wasn't a funeral. It was a tribute for the people who were, for the victims, you know, of the shooting. And then right after that, I took a look at CNN and MSNBC and Fox, and they all were saying the same thing. Well, the response from the Tucson audience was a bit inappropriate. What? Okay, wait. You got a bunch of people here who have just gone through 3 or 4 days worth of the most, you know, horrendous event that could happen in a community. We needed a release. It was cathartic. If you got a problem with people cheering at the rally, and, you know, when Obama came out, I mean, yeah, you got to admit, he came out ready for the solemn moment, but then he kind of got wind of, you know, the direction the audience was going in. Hey, he went for it. That's what makes a good politician. He plays to the audience. I know his emotions were real. I mean, when he started talking about Christina Green, the little girl that got shot, and you could tell he was thinking about his little girls, and he was definitely getting choked up on the whole thing. But it was real, and what the response from the people in the audience was real. So take that away. Enough of the downer. We're getting through this. It's all good. People are strong. They're together right now. Gabby's getting better. The dead have been buried. Let's get back to the music. Let's get back to the rock and roll.
Meet your new replacement style. Roll on, roll on, roll on. We'll roll on with our heads held high. Our conscience.
Las Vegas. Hey, I got one here from Low Straight Jackets. It's called University Boulevard. Cities risk bankruptcy in 2011. The Fed and the government are intervening in the free market by creating bubbles in real estate, inflation, and our currency. What can you do to protect yourself and your family when it all tanks? Precious metals have proven themselves throughout history. You know you should be invested in gold, but if you're like me and not a millionaire, $1,300 an ounce makes you back off. You've got another option, silver. Unlike gold, silver is an industrial metal. We use it for everything. 99% of the gold discovered in the last 2,000 years is still around, but most of the silver isn't. Is silver a better investment than gold? Now is the time to start investing in silver. I have, and the easiest way I've found to do it is with Silver Saver. For as little as $25 a week, you can purchase and take possession of real silver. You'll be shocked by how easy and affordable it is to do. You know me, I don't endorse a product unless I use it myself. Silver Saver is run by good people, and every fake dollar that you invest is backed by real money, silver. Just go to campgroundpirateradio.com and click on the Silver Saver link in the page. Get started protecting your future now.
Another hour of the best music. Best music starts right now on Campground Pirate Radio.
Friends with Dicks. Hey, this is Dig the Way I Roll from the Rockets.
Goodness sake, I got a good reason. making love in the driving. Yeah, I'm on the last row. Well, sir, just easy. Uh-huh, and a boyfriend, Joe. Well, just a hug and a pushing. Never ever watch a show.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Howdy, Uncle Waldo. It's the bomb-throwing anarchist back at you with a somber reflection on recent events here in the Old Pueblo. As everyone knows, District 8 Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was among the victims of a shooting rampage Saturday morning, allegedly committed by one Jared Lee Loughner. Now, this horrific event brings to mind several important issues, most of which are being studiously ignored by the mainstream media, politicians, and the pundits who cover these events. As is usual in this environment where politicians never let a good crisis go to waste, a whole lot of knee-jerk legislation has been proposed in hopes of preventing similar future tragedies. Of course, these unfortunate mass murders are not at all infrequent events in America, though I cannot recall one that has exercised politicians so thoroughly before. They've proposed everything from a 1,000-foot radius gun-free zone around federal officials, no matter where they are, to arming every Congress critter on Capitol Hill, reinstating the Clinton-era assault weapons ban, to even encasing the Congress in bulletproof glass. That tells me nothing so much as how desperately afraid of their constituents they are, and sadly, how limited their imaginations are beyond mechanisms of command and control as a means to assuage their fears. But what really stands out to me in this situation is the extent to which the traditional idea of neighborhood and community has broken down. I live and work in Tucson. I've been a Tucsonan for the vast majority of my life, nearly 30 years. This place, while having roughly 750,000 people, still has the feel and charm of a much smaller town. People know each other here, or at least I used to think that was how it was. This massacre stole our innocence, but it didn't have to. There were so many opportunities for intervention on behalf of this very troubled, insane young man. It seems that everyone who knew him, who's been interviewed, knew he was on the verge of something horrible. But they each passed the buck, assuming someone else, probably the government, would handle it. But even when the authorities had a chance to intervene, they demurred. Reportedly, serious charges related to death threats made after his removal from Pima Community College were swept under the rug as a favor to an aunt who's a county employee. All the signs were there, but no one wanted to take responsibility or action to get this man the mental health treatment he needed. Which brings me to what I believe is the real moral of this terribly unfortunate story. Truth be told, there are some things that just cannot be stopped, and this event may well be one of them. But I want to encourage every one of you to engage your neighbors, become a part of your community, and don't be afraid to address any issues you have as soon as they come up. We've become so isolated and so comfortable passing responsibility to police and government officials that many of us won't even consider actually talking to our neighbors before calling the cops. I work with folks who know people that live on the Loughner Street. From what I hear, and I realize this is hearsay, the kid was a problem in the area for a very long time. They say he'd ride his bike up and down the block, screaming at the top of his lungs at all hours of the night. If this is true, there was clearly a basis for confronting the parents about this behavior. Those same parents were quoted in the media asking, "What did we do wrong?" Maybe if the community around this family had been more involved, more proactive, they could have gotten the message that their kid needed help before he acted out so violently. Or maybe not. But the bottom line is, I'm sure there are a whole lot of people who are close to this kid and his family who are wondering if they could have done something more. Look, I'm not asking you to spy on your neighbors or go through their trash or whatever, far from it. But I am suggesting that you get to know them so that there's a basis for communication to resolve any issues that may come up before the authorities need to be called in to clean up a horrible mess. The life you save may well be your own.
Driver had a juicy head, not 5 minutes, I'll be back. crashed into a corner bar. I came out of the flaming car. One brain is not enough. Finding more won't be tough. Burning body, screaming flames. Now I got to feed my pain. Burning girl looks pretty good. Hope she tastes like she should. I never chose this fate.
piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Keep it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Well, what do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my
pig fork. Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gotta be sharp, and if I use it too much, well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's long and shiny and it's made out of brass. And if you try to take them, I'll kick your ass. One thing gets me through a hell of a meal. When I put it in my hand, you can hear them squeal. Well, what do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's gotta be sharp, and if I use it too much, well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I keep it in my pocket right next to my thigh. If I get too close, you get poked in the eye. Stick it in a socket, get electrified. I like my pork cracklings deep fried. Well, in my waistband going down the water slide, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I keep it on my person when I go outside. Well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's long and skinny like the legs of a stork. It's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna reach across the table and snag your pork with my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's long and shiny and it's made out of brass. And if you try to take them home, kick your ass. One thing gets me through a hell of a meal. When I put it in my hand, you can hear them squeal.
There's only two people in this world that can touch my pig fork, and she's in rehab.
What do you need when you eat a pig? You need a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you do if that pig's too big? You get a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you come to my house, well, you better not touch my pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta be sharp, and if I use it too much, well, it's a pig fork.
Pig fork, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it's a pig fork.
Pig fork.
Well, it's a pig fork. Well, it's a big fork, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a big,
yeah, track submitted from the band The Imperial Rooster, and that's Pig Fork Jamboree. That's right, boys. Hey, it's Batmobile, Transylvania Express.
You, he's got you in a trance. Find yourself in terror. Stand.
you got some necromantics up here for you. This is Driller Killer.
Psychobilly, indie, punk, we got it all. You're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
Tell me.
scream, what the hell is this? That's Dynamite Boy, and I want it that way. Here's another cover from the Almost. You know the song. Pacific and Video Killed the Radio Star.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake content and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Children, what did you tell them? Video killed the radio.
have to pee. This is your radio station. But if you piss all over the seat, then this is your radio station. Campground Pirate Radio.
Yeah. thanks for the night.
Only on the CPR. Well, there's another 90 minutes shot to hell. I want to thank everyone for listening and hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to stay in touch with us, look for Campground Pirate Radio Fans on Facebook or follow me, Uncle Waldo, on Twitter. Do you have some music you want to hear featured on the CPR like the Imperial Roosters just did today? Just send me a WAVE, AIF, or MP3 file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. I also want to send a shout-out to my buddies at Your Uncle's Lap, Cody, Ryan, Bill, and Christina, the news chick. She's going to kill me for that. Hey, bringing you a weekly dose of bizarre and funny commentary guaranteed to reset your moral compass, or at the very least make you question your manhood. It's Your Uncle's Lap every Thursday night. Look for them at youruncleslap.com or over on Facebook. And before I take off, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson, which take on a more significant meaning for me now. Don't let the bastards get you down. Peace. Take care of each other, and I'll see you next week.
Comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We've got a
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Well, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.